Report: Deshaun Watson allegedly offered accuser $100,000 settlement for silence. By Dylan Gwynn on January 16, 2022. Houston Texans QB Deshaun Watson allegedly offered one of his 22 sexual misconduct/assault accusers a $100,000 settlement in exchange for her silence, according to a report. In documents obtained by the Daily Beast, the accuser ended up refusing to sign the settlement, which reportedly states that Watson denies all such claims and liability, including the facts alleged. So what was the settlement offer for if Watson denied all charges against him? According to the document, the payout was the quarterback's attempt to buy peace. The full settlement can be read here. Key provisions within the settlement proposal included stipulations that the lawsuit would be dismissed with prejudice within 24 hours of the accuser signing the agreement. In addition, the accuser and her representatives would be required to observe confidentiality requirements mandating that they neither speak, write, or otherwise communicate publicly or privately, including in any interviews, social media posts, blog posts, articles or any other media or forum, on the terms of this agreement, and the amount of the settlement. Houston, Texas, January 3. Deshaun Watson, number 4 of the Houston Texans, reacts to a play during a game against the Tennessee Titans at Energy Stadium on January 3, 2021 in Houston, Texas. Photo by Carmen Mondado/Getty Images. The settlement also contained a warning that violation of any provisions contained in the settlement will cause irreparable harm and that money damages will be inadequate to fully compensate for such damages. According to the Daily Beast, over the past year, 22 women have filed civil lawsuits against Watson claiming a range of sexual misconduct offenses. All of the alleged victims were masseuses who say Watson crossed lines during their massage therapy sessions, from Watson allegedly rubbing his erect penis against them without their consent to forcing them to perform oral sex. A number of the women say in their suits that they suffered from PTSD following the incidents, including crippling anxiety, depression, and panic attacks. Watson, through his lawyer Rusty Hardin, has denied the women's allegations, saying that any active sexual activity that happened during the massage sessions was mutually desired by the other party. The FBI and the Houston Police Department continue to investigate the allegations.